quietly. And you don't say nothing.
Hey, how about Cloud Atlas? That was a good one. Halle Berry plays an Asian old man. Welcome back from the holidays.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's our first episode of 2013. Guys, the Mayans were wrong. How tired are we of hearing that?
Did we have a show between the Mayan date and what was our last show last year? I think we were already alive at the end of the show.
Yeah, but we weren't exactly completely clear out of the woods yet.
So.
I feel like now
are we now?
New Year's. I mean, yeah.
We're
2013.
We
made
well
it
into 2013 at this point.
We made it past the Mayan calendar. And that's all.
They were decent enough at math that they would have had to pretty much fuck it up. I mean, they did pretty much fuck it up, but
maybe something ended somewhere.
Did it?
Maybe your dreams ended.
That's really a hate crime because I'm a woman.
Just saying.
I'm gonna get you a t-shirt that says that in neon
just
letters.
Just saying. I'm Aaron Kozak, and I'm just saying.
I would watch that TV show.
It's gonna be on the WB.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did.
Did Jesus Santa bring you things?
Yes, I had a great Christmas.
Landon,
I got things.
Jesus yes. Santa bring you stuff?
He brought me coal and... Oh, no, actually, I got good things this year. I'm actually happy with what I got. I got Cowboys tickets. Which
really?
Is cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
You got to go see a game. His mama
which
gave
one?
Him.
The Saints game.
Oh.
Very exciting.
It's a pretty good game.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then, you know, clothing and... Gift cards and the shit that we all get.
Whatnot.
Whatnot.
The whatnot. I did some Best Buy damage.
Nice.
I love Best
nice.
Buy. I'm sad that Amazon is killing Best Buy because I love Best Buy.
Love Amazon.
I love Amazon, but I love Best Buy because you can just go in there and look at the things.
God. Last man standing. Did you love Blockbuster?
I love Blockbuster. I think Blockbuster was a great store.
Do you
when
want
you
my
it.
Blockbuster card?
I
still have it. I
worked at
it.
Blockbuster.
Can you tell me about it?
I was
it?
A manager.
What?
I was assistant manager at Norman. You don't remember?
No.
Oh, yeah. Our senior year, I got...
I was hot
I
shit.
Free movies.
Norman Blockbuster.
The whole second semester, I got free movies and video games. Of my
All the chicks
year.
Were just begging
oh
today because I could... Free movies and video games.
Did
Dude,
you,
when you're a theater major, free
did you
movies
get the,
and video games.
What's
hey,
the, pop,
useful to you.
The popcorn that comes out in the aluminum?
Oh, yeah, pop. Those things are great. Yeah. Well, now they have the buckets that you put it in, and it literally pops into a bucket.
Don't tell Fatty about that one.
I've been eating them.
Don't tell Fatty.
I've been eating them.
I'll eat any popcorns. You know that popcorn lung disease? I think that I
no.
could get that.
What is that?
It's a disease where you eat too much popcorn and then it gets in your lungs.
The powder
what gets in
gets
your lungs?
The powder.
Gets or something. Yeah, popcorn lung.
Yeah.
And you sue for it. Make lots of money.
Is that what you're
kernels,
doing?
Like,
I'm
going to
sue the Arclight.
Ah.
And the Grove.
That's so mean. Sue the Grove. Fuck the Grove.
The Grove.
But leave the Arclight.
The Arclight looks like just the staff. When you just look at the staff between the Arclight and the Grove, ugh. One looks so sad and one looks like all right with it.
I love the Arclight.
Status update.
All right, this one is a visual, but let me describe the picture.
We're
it's
not
a picture
a video podcast, though.
It's a picture of President Obama eating ribs next to Al Sharpton at a restaurant.
Okay.
And his caption is doing what they do best, LOL.
Okay.
One person liked it.
Yeah.
One person said, complete with hot sauce and iced tea. One person said, no knife and fork in their hands, just pure sloppiness. P.S. sloppiness spelled incorrectly. Also, no bibs to keep grease off tie. Like it. That's all one sentence. Then my friend showed me the old toss the tie over the shoulder trick. Then
this is diverged away from racism.
And now if that's
now it's helpful.
And now if that's cornbread in the basket, the ensemble is complete.
Okay, that's, we're going back to racism.
And then someone said, looks like cornbread and a side of greens.
Oh no.
And now we're just head on like now barreling we are just towards
clan
racism.
Meeting
we're
on Facebook.
Basically in racism.
Yeah. It's I'm flagging that. So that's cute. It's good, guys. I'm glad that we've progressed.
Well, as a country, we've moved on from racism.
We have a train wreck.
Train wreck.
Hoot hoot.
He posted this 4 days, or he posted this before the 12/12/12.
Before the rise of the 12/12 robots.
Days like this, I kind of hope the Mayans are right.
Oh man!
Oh, I thought it was doing so well. Oh, I thought it was really going to keep that up.
Come on!
Oh, what happened?
Oh man,
that was still quiet.
There we are, Peter. What? Hold on. Okay. We have Fatty.
Fatty updates.
La 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 boo. Sauteed kale and curry couscous for dinner. Who am I?
Seriously, well done. Good job.
That's good.
That sounds delicious and healthy.
Doesn't it just?
Maybe healthy.
Mostly healthy.
We had kale. Remember?
We did. We had kale tonight.
And some sort of pork thing.
It's a tenderloin.
Okay.
There it is.
Thank you.
There's another fatty. It's a picture of a platter with roasted garlic, pita, a thing of meat with a bone in it, mozzarella, and then there's another plate that is a pizza. And she said, I don't know. Do you think I may have ordered too much food for one small person? Good thing I have a boyfriend who loves leftovers. So now Fatty's playing like she's not eating all that shit by herself. Because she is.
Wow. She may have some leftovers.
All right. You're very optimistic with Fatty. This one.
Nothing gets left over.
This is a straight male. He ain't eating no Christmas cookies.
It's really hard to say that sentence without the lisp, isn't it?
He ain't reading no. What is? Hold on, I can't. He ain't eating no Christmas cookies.
Will you say it like Corky?
He ain't reading. I can't say reading.
You're the worst actor I've ever heard in my entire life.
He would over enunciate. I thought we're supposed to be saying reading. He ain't eating no Christmas cookies.
I have to read it.
Cookies.
If you let me read it. If I read it at the same time and say it.
Are you professionally trained?
Christmas cookies.
Here.
He ain't eating no Christmas cookies.
I was doing an impression of you. Here's another one. I feel like I'm in an episode of an AMC show that hasn't been made yet. Just go ahead and mull that one over.
Shut up. No, you know.
The Fantastic Four is a comic for kids that have functional families, which is why it isn't in the vogue anymore. Man, fuck the Fantastic Four.
What?
Right. The
Nerd! Nerd!
Oh my god.
Nerd!
Just keep it down.
I have paid $5 to hold 3 different monkeys.
Fun facts.
That's cool.
We have a sad girl. Cool?
Sad girl.
All it is hashtag worst day ever.
Oh boy.
And someone commented, happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad.
She never lets us down with sadness.
Is Sad Girl a goth? I mean, can we pull the... Is Sad Girl gothy?
No. All right. This is a personal favorite. My husband and I just started watching The Wire on Netflix, and I'm on serious F-bomb overload. Do people really use this word this much? I had no idea it could be used as a noun, verb, adjective, and pretty much any other literary term there is possible. I feel like I need to wash some mouths out with soap, or maybe just my ears.
Yeah. God. You know. Mm. I know. It's...
Ugh, is right.
I mean, fuck, have some noise. Sense for what's going on, for God's sake. And frankly, like, have some propriety of what is really the truly horrible thing, the cursing or the children in poverty.
All right.
Well, the main thing about The Wire is
kids
is
being murdered.
Not for those people that have a problem with
I declare.
if you're for an occasional F-bomb, you are not going to enjoy it when Dookie gets shot in the street. Spoiler alert.
Hey, Ben.
Boom!
That's really sad.
I don't know if Dookie does.
I can't remember. This was posted. So good. This was posted around like 11:30 on New Year's Day. So far, this is the best year ever, with like 5 exclamation points. Wow. That was posted unironically. So far.
It's all downhill from here. I'll tell you that.
This was sent in from a listener, from a guy that she went to middle school with. His New Year's resolution was to be meth free in 2013.
Oh. Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh, man. You're going to make it, buddy.
This was posted.
This is your year. 2013 is your year to be meth free.
He's on Facebook. That's this was also sent from a listener. A overweight woman posted this on her friend's page, and her friend is a Zumba instructor. So the overweight girl wrote, "Okay, so my New Year's resolution is to have a body like yours and be able to shake my booty like you do. That would make my hubby happy, happy, happy," with a smiley face.
Oh.
That one makes me real sad for a lot of reasons. She's, stop. Stop telling this girl that her husband was a fucker. That's what I'm doing.
That is kind of what she's saying, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
That's a good point. It's still a little bit dark.
They just need to have a three-way.
All right.
That was how I saw that problem.
This guy posted an article about Gap acquiring the company Intermix and said, "Your company is going broke. My company is popping bands. Hashtag Team Gap." I liked it. Ready? "Damn, I love it when I got a fart and it's cold outside. Warms my balls up just right."
What?
Smiley face.
That was unnecessary. That was definitely a...
Are you okay, Landon? I didn't say that.
People are gross.
I think you did say that, though.
Oh, people I blame are so them. Gross.
Yeah, they are. this is one of my favorites. Because the joke's at the end.
Okay.
Status is, "Just performed in the Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival, and I feel empty inside." There are a lot of comments, but here are the three at the bottom. The first one is, "I hope all is well and you are back to being awesome soon," with a smiley face. The next one is, "Why?" with 2 question marks. Then the guy who posted the status replies, "It was a rough show. Lines were dropped. It dragged. We didn't have our usual audience. It just wasn't up to Soul Fools standards." Soul Fools is there.
Soulful. That really got me. We're gonna do improv.
Apparently, Landon could give a shit.
Soulful.
Right.
It just sounds like a bad name to me.
It is a bad name.
Soulfuls. We're gonna do some improv.
All right. This is for Kozak. Good news. I went to the movie theater and did not have to leave halfway to be violently ill with the stomach flu.
That is good news.
Yay, because last time that wasn't fun. FYI. Do you have a picture of you shitting yourself?
Yeah, I mean, no. She stopped just by short the way, of it, by the way.
I pooped my pants. This one really got me. This is from a listener who wrote the following description. So I'm Facebook friends with a guy I went to high school with who's now a pastor at a fellowship church, one of the gigantic ones. And he posts a lot of stuff about, you know, what he's doing in his church. Anyways, this is one of them. Jesus's love encompasses the famous and fortunate, bold and beautiful, eccentric and outspoken, and the shocking and scandalous. Last weekend, Pastor Ed Young revealed what a one-on-one conversation between Jesus and the Super Bowl winning and billion-dollar Cowboys owner Jerry Jones would look like. And we discovered a powerful message that Jesus has for all of us. Now, keep in mind, this is all made up.
Well, duh. No,
largely, yes, all, but yes, all. Join us this weekend as we find out, what would Jesus say to Kim Kardashian? And through his words, we will also hear what Jesus has to say at us. I love that status.
That is fascinating.
Isn't that so good?
That
I really
is,
like that one. That was like one of my favorite.
What do you
I
say?
I mean, why do people come up, like, why even do stuff like that? I just like that
we're going to do a study about Scooby-Doo, Tuck, and a Batman. And we're going to find out what lessons we can learn from those conversations. Basically, I'm going to write shit. And
except
you're gonna...
one of these people is a real person. That's the difference. Is that one of these people is a real person. We're going to give you insight on what God's private conversation with another human being would be like. I mean, it's like...
the worst.
First of all,
do you think they have impersonators?
I'm wondering if he does voices. Do you think the guy does voices?
Oh my God.
So then God was all like, I don't think that's a good idea, Jerry Jones. And then Jerry Jones was like, God, I think I can know what to do. Okay, I don't care. Go Cowboys.
I hope there are voices.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, what is it? Are you preaching or are you fucking, you know?
Story time.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Last but not least, this one summarizes all of our favorite personalities on Facebook. Yes. Rant. Oh, I'm sorry. My sharing my life, kids, and accomplishments on my personal Facebook wall bothers you? Then we aren't friends. Anyone who actually knows me knows how freaking hard I work and my road to being able to work again. If I want to share that and it bothers you so much, you have the problem, not me. Maybe you need to check yourself as to why it bothers you so much. To everyone else, thanks for letting me share and for sharing your lives with me, too. I treasure you all and reveal in all of your accomplishments. I'm sorry, revel in all of your accomplishments, as I am actually happy for you and don't take you being successful as a bruise to my ego. End of rant. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I agree with her.
Oh my God, you're such an idiot.
Why can't I agree with her?
Oh my God.
You certainly can, because
she's so annoying.
That's what Facebook is for.
No one is challenging this woman's authority to be able to post on her Facebook page.
Well, what was the beginning? What made her post that?
Who can't name a thing that's okay for
what
her?
What if someone posts on her page? Hey, you bitch, don't post about your stupid fucking family anymore.
Okay. Makes me happy.
You still think that's worth... Why don't you just erase
it? If someone said that to her, you could go... I would have a comment. I would have a retort.
You would.
If someone said that to me on my page, yeah. It's like that time that guy got on my page and did it like my Michael Vick joke.
How often is that the case? That's never the case. It's always the case that someone's being... self-righteous to, you know, because they feel indignant about something that didn't even happen.
Yeah. I had a guy that didn't like my Michael Vick joke.
Some self-perceived slight.
But then I was like, it's my page and you don't fucking know Michael Vick. What the fuck is your problem?
I know. I like it when people are sensitive about athletes.
Especially asshole athletes who torture dogs.
Truth. We have a news on the news.
News on the news.
We have a theme.
Theme.
Oh, God, I love themes. Damn!
Rabid pet llama exposes 4 people in Georgia.
To rabies, right?
Exposes.
No.
Nude. Morganton, Georgia. Health officials say 4 like people in Northwest Georgia have been exposed to rabies by a pet llama. Officials say a veterinarian was called to the house in Morganton on December 28th because the llama was showing signs of aggression, biting at itself, at others, and spitting at one of its caretakers. The llama was euthanized and sent to a lab. I'm going to need some sound effects for the llama. That's pretty good. Officials say the caretaker the llama spat on is receiving treatment. Authorities say one person who came into contact with the animal experienced very little exposure and will not need treatment. Officials are waiting to hear from the other 2 people who were exposed to the virus.
And waiting to see if they're biting themselves and spitting at people.
Hopefully. Do you think you turn into a llama eventually if you get rabies from a
That's
llama?
That's what happens, right? It's like a werewolf situation.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know anything about llama rabies. I got to tell you the truth.
Okay, because but you are just being aware. A normal human being and who has some awareness of science, do you think
humans
that,
won't turn into
that
llamas.
A human would turn into a llama if he contracted human rabies?
I mean,
you can't confirm
I'm
or
no
deny.
Because
no
you can't with certainty confirm that if a llama bit you as a human being with rabies, that you cannot confirm that you wouldn't turn into a llama.
Like ever in the history of time,
yes,
and any yes. circumstance,
yes,
in any circumstance any on circumstance. Earth, in
there's,
reality,
there's no
what?
Possible
what
circumstance.
What possible circumstance are you going to come up with?
I don't know. Aliens?
Frankenstein doctor.
Aliens. Frankenstein doctors.
Frankenstein doctors.
That was my suggestion, but I'm glad he took it and ran with it.
Okay, so just so we're all clear here, it's inside the realm of possibility that
yes.
of were-llamas. Were-llamas
yes.
is something that we are
if I send
is,
you
is possible.
No, if I send you, Landon,
Anna, can we put
llamas.
On a Google alert
Landon,
for were-llamas, please?
If I send you a photo of a llama and a photo of Kozak, will you make a horrific combination like you did with Jack and Kozak?
You know what? Actually, I work.
I'll put it on a t-shirt.
I work at an animation studio, so I might be able to even get somebody to.
I think we can put that on.
Maybe
a t-shirt.
More professionally. Even
maybe
do
that'll get our merch. A were llama.
Especially you in your current state. We haven't even talked about Kozak's beard yet.
Mm-hmm. I have a beard.
Kozak has a beard.
He's
guys.
A homosexual and he has a girlfriend.
Were you bit by a llama? What's going on? Because it looks like you could be. Well on your way.
I got a beard because I'm a man.
The microphone.
It's gonna be great.
Ugh.
Let's go. Everyone just drink that sound in.
That is disturbing.
Alright, let's go. Moving all on.
Right. People like it.
Okay, Anna, seriously.
Kozak,
Google
this
alert
one?
Where llama.
Alright, done. Kozak, this is for you because you're a pussy. I made a nice article for you.
Thank you.
I like that you just accept it. 911. There's a lion on the loose. Oops.
Oh, I've read this, actually.
It's a labradoodle.
I read this.
This one is ridiculous. Really a cute story. Ready? Many cats get surly when given lion haircuts, but not Charles the labradoodle. He relishes his majestic style, even if it can result in run-ins with the fuzz.
Oh, God.
It only gets worse.
I'm going to want an author's name at
the
end
Virginian
of this.
Pilot reported Wednesday that 911 dispatchers received a nervous call about a baby lion roaming the streets of Norfolk, Virginia, possibly on the prowl for something to eat. Concerned police checked with the local zoo to make sure no lions had escaped. They hadn't. As it turns out, all was well. The, quote, baby lion seen frolicking near Daniel's Lawn and Garden Center on Collie Avenue was just Charles the dog. Charles, whose full name is Charles the Monarch, regularly hangs out at the business of his fun-loving owner, Daniel Painter. Painter has groomed Charles to resemble the mascot of Old Dominion University in Norfolk, and he's also created a Facebook page for his beloved pet. As of this writing, the Labrador Retriever and Poodle crossbreed has 2,382 fans on Facebook, where he's characterized as, quote, just your everyday party animal.
God damn it, I want to press all the buttons. I'm pressing all the buttons.
So much worse. Charles' fan base is sure to grow in the wake of the media attention over the 911 call. Today covered the flap on Wednesday morning, and other national outlets have been jumping on the story as well. The dog's owner is having plenty of fun with the whole incident via social media. Who wants a pawtograph? And one Facebook post. That's not even clever. Another showed even more enthusiasm. Al Roker said I was a lion. Laura Coffey from the Today Show.
So Al Roker pooped his pants. So that's that. I don't want to talk about that. That's the end of that. But, you know, here's the thing. You know that dog Boo on Facebook? Boo the Pomeranian?
No.
That's what that he's copying. There's a dog named Boo the Pomeranian that has like it's just this little poofy little dog that they dress up with glasses and sweaters.
Just this poofy little dog.
And it's I look at it. Look up Boo the Pomeranian. And it's got like 3 million followers. I'm a follower.
Including one, Aaron Kozak. I'll tell you
what. If I see what I think resembles a baby lion, I'm not asking permission. I'm finding the nearest weapon. I'm killing it.
No, it's a baby puppy dog.
It looks like a lion to me. And I can't distinguish.
Are you a caveman?
This is because I've had a bunch of bath salts, and I don't care what this crazy Daniel Painter looks like.
It's a little poofy dog.
Kozak is interrupting.
No, you shouldn't poo. Or boo.
Puffy talking dog. About dogs.
Yeah. Talking about dogs.
He's talking about killing dogs. Talking. How am I the bad guy?
You're the one joking about Michael Vick.
Because I was the one speaking. Vick.
Burn. I have a fucking Florida.
I knew you would.
Fucking it's, Florida.
It's Florida and it's bound to.
Now this also will require a reenactment from Landon.
I didn't think it would. Thank you.
Subway worker tells customer to, quote, fight me like a man during confrontation over ketchup. Orange County, Florida. A confrontation over ketchup nearly led to a fight between a restaurant worker and a customer. Luis Martinez said he stopped by a Subway shop in Walmart on South Samoran Boulevard. Soak all that in. Late Tuesday night to get something to eat.
Can we get that again? Where was it?
A Subway in Walmart on South Samoran Boulevard.
Mm.
He said he ordered a Philly cheesesteak the way he always does. American cheese, onions, and ketchup, said Martinez. Lawrence Ordon was working behind the counter. He wants ketchup on the Philly cheesesteak, and I've never put... We don't even have ketchup at Subway. I've never put ketchup on anybody's sandwich.
I was going to say, I've never seen ketchup at Subway before.
Martinez said he didn't want the sandwich without the ketchup, and that a man next to him in line offered to buy the sandwich. Ordon says that Martinez mouthed off at the man. Martinez denied saying anything, but neither he nor Ordon disputed what happened next. That's when I flew off the handle, said Ordon.
What?
He shoved a chair to the side, like knocked it down and came at me. And I said, this is going to be serious, said Martinez. I said, let's go. Fight me like a man, said Ordon. I was scared. Next thing, I'm thinking a gun's going to come out, said Martinez. Ordon said he blocked the customer so he couldn't get out. He threatened to kill me in front of my wife, said Martinez. Martinez called 911, but by the time they got there, the Subway worker had already left. Ordon said he was fired from his job on Wednesday and that he is baffled. The confrontation started over something as simple as ketchup. There's ketchup three aisles down, because they're in Walmart. You can go buy your own ketchup, and I promise to God you can put as much as you want on it and nobody's going to say nothing, said Ordon, who was not arrested.
So wait, now,
jeez.
A guy walks in and says, I want a Philly cheesesteak, American cheese, onion, ketchup.
Ketchup.
And then the guy behind the counter
flipped the fuck out. Ketchup here? This is Subway,
and came around and threatened to kill him. Because
are you fucking with me?
I just...
ain't got no goddamn ketchup.
I want
Subway.
You to read this quote, Landon. That one right there.
Which one?
That one right there. That's from Ordon.
Is he the worker?
The worker.
Okay.
He wants ketchup on Philly cheesesteak. I ain't never put... We don't even have ketchup, so I've never put ketchup on anybody's sandwich.
And then imagine him flipping a chair and freaking the fuck out.
You want to go, motherfucker? I will fucking catch up to your ass.
It's charming.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's the kind of place where that should happen. Man, Subway. I had friends that worked at Subway in high school, and man, we went there and ate free sandwiches every Sunday. It was wonderful.
Oh my God.
And then I got that tapeworm.
What fast food establishment have you not participated in?
Oh God, there can't be one. I've just eaten every one of them.
There can't be one.
I can't think of any major national chain that I would not have tried. Try me.
It's Grady's?
It has to have...
Oh, you're from Texas. Yeah, I've had Grady's,
yeah. And, yeah, I've had...
White Castle? Wait,
White Castle?
It's what, Grandy's?
Grandy's.
That's what I don't want to correct you, but I knew that's what you meant.
Why didn't you correct
biscuits
me?
Biscuits and gravy.
Because then Grandy's. No one's going to know what Grandy's is.
I know what Grandy's is.
Who knows what Grandy's is?
You guys fucked that up pretty good.
Have you ever had a McDonald's? It's a local chain.
Yeah, I love McDonald's.
Local in California.
This second one's in Downey.
Yeah, we've actually been there, I think.
It's a walk-up window.
It's wonderful. We should keep talking about that.
I love McDonald's. It's a great establishment.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
I'm squirting hard.
I think it's bad when I eat McDonald's now.
Good, because it's bad for you.
It's so good, though.
I got upset that Landon had it.
She sent me a frowny face emoticon.
That was our fight.
Yeah, that's
about
what
it.
I get. That's
well,
what
yeah,
I get.
I'm not going to yell at a human adult male for eating fast food because
this is the first time I had in a while.
Yeah, I was about to say. And besides that, who it's among us
so good.
Hasn't fallen? Thank you.
Not me.
Kozak.
It's like the fish fillet.
Okay, that's a whole nother level.
Different.
Disgusting.
Judged. I would send you an angry hate mail thing for that.
Fish fillet is a traditional McDonald's dish.
Oh, who got a boner because of that?
It's fish.
Because it's supposed to be fish. That is boner.
It's supposed to be bones.
That's
fish.
Definitely boner.
It's supposed to be fish and bones and fish.
I don't make that connection at all.
You don't think it's supposed to be bones and fish?
No, I just think that's a boner sound.
Like
a boner.
Because it sounded like a boner.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be bones and fish.
Oh, that's what.
So we all agree, right?
I am.
Here we go.
I guess so.
Zach is not.
I didn't suggest it wasn't a reach. I'm just saying there's a rhyme to my reason.
Kozak and Landon. We have, I know it's from last year, but I saved it.
Reason to my rhyme. Jesus.
Tyler Perry's newsletter.
Christmas
edition.
Oh, great.
This is the Christmas one. So I'm going to pass this along while Landon pulls some music up.
Pass it along.
And Kozak can scan it, and I will talk about something.
Would you mind
handing
me my wine?
My God.
Hand Kozak his wine, for God's sakes.
No.
So, Kozak.
Well, that's not going to do it.
This is good wine, by the way.
You like it?
And what is this?
It's brought to us by our lovely guest from the last episode, George Back.
It's good.
Sweet.
It's sweet.
Sweet tea.
I'm ready, yeah.
So introduce the segment.
Talking with Tyler Perry.
Sure.
Tyler Perry. That's what it was, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
Let's roll with that. Wait. So
gross.
Well,
sorry to get
this. Slurp
your wine.
No. Start over. Stop scratching your beard.
God damn it.
Gross.
Can you just not be gross for 5 seconds?
Okay, wait.
Hey, Anna. I was sitting here, thinking about my mother. God, she loved Christmas. Tears started to fill my eyes. I was about to get sad. Then I remembered something that made me laugh so hard. I remember the day my mother bought this artificial tree. I was about 10. She was complaining about the price. She said, "Damn! This tree is high." expensive.
Thank you!
In parentheses. This gone last. I heard her, but I was so excited about the tree that I didn't pay her any attention. I just kept on decorating the tree, putting lights and ornaments on it. Then she said, "And these damn lights and ornaments were high too." I just kept on smiling. So after Christmas had passed, I saw her put the entire artificial tree back in the box that it came in, with the lights and decorations and all still attached to the tree. She just threw it in the box, and the next year, you guessed it, she just pulled it out and plugged it in and said, "Don't it still look good?" I didn't have the heart to tell her that the Christmas tree looked like a Christmas shrub. LOL. Most of the lights had burned out, but she didn't care. All she remembered was the $17.95 that she paid for it. I was so glad when I made some money to buy her another tree. You think Charlie Brown had a horrible-looking tree? I wish I had a picture of that branch she called a tree. Merry Christmas, y'all. Your mother is alive. Savor every precious moment. God bless. Tyler.
Delightful.
Thank you, Tyler.
Perry, that made me
Thank
feel
you
good.
For this holiday wishes.
What the fuck was the point of that story?
Well, I mean, if you're looking for someone to get to the point, then maybe Tyler's not your guy.
Hey, Anna. I like that he writes it to you directly.
I know. It makes me feel special.
It's to you, Anna.
It makes me violently masturbate to Madea movies. Because he's fucking talking to me. Blast from the Past. Connecting with Crazy.
Connecting with Crazy.
Email from Hawk.
Email from Hawk.
What? Are you serious?
Gun training invite for January 2013. Dear Building Defenders. Hey, what do you know? The world didn't end. This means, wait for it, more gun training. Yes, that's right. It's the event you've all been waiting for. I'll be doing more gun training in the new year. Not sure when, but it'll be a few Saturdays and a few Sundays in January. If you're interested, hit reply and let me know which weekend works best for you. Then's a picture of a woman shooting a gun, another woman shooting a gun, a man shooting a gun, several people shooting guns, and then just guns.
Well, it's good to know that Hawk hasn't changed.
I love Hawk. I'm glad that he's still alive and kicking and living in that building.
He's a good man.
Watch out.
Building Defenders!
We're going to have new guests and
new guests.
Skits. And new things.
New things.
2013.
We've got our super fan guests.
We have. Well, it's not official yet. We're still waiting for the first one, but we do have two episodes with two different. So one different super fan per episode. We have two super fans basically that we're bringing on as guests.
It's very complicated.
But at some point soon, either the next episode of the weekend after or whatever, we'll start that, and then we're gonna have some. Other people
we're
and
have
stuff.
More food, more recipes.
I'm gonna
the
make
blog.
More recipes. I'm gonna go through and update the blog this weekend. It's been a little bit.
Is it
lacking.
A little bit lacking?
I'm behind like four episodes. Upgrade.
Maybe we could do a little more.
We got flushed and musicked. Give us a call
give
if you
want to
leave us a voicemail.
Leave a voicemail.
323-761-9382.
323-761-9382.
If you'd like to email me some of your status updates, news on the news, fucking Florida, or anything that you just want to talk to me
anything
about.
Anything you want to talk about, just email it.
The show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
The show at thatbeingsaidpodcast.com.
Follow me on Twitter at Being Said.
At Being Said.
At Being Said.
Below Zach, what's your
twatters? Kozak the winner.
Landor.
At Landon McCool.
Hey, Did you get that mug with Master Date Theater written on it?
I didn't, but I should have.
You know where you can get one?
At the website?
ThatBeingSaidPodcast.com.
Should I have said the actual address?
I think we have magnets.
Magnets?
I think we have...
We got magnets? We sure. Can get you
we
a
have
magnet.
Rollover animated GIFs on the front page.
Yes, we do. We do have that. That is an accurate statement.
You can do that as many times as you want. If All you day. Get stuck, refresh the page, do it again.
Links to our iTunes, which you guys need to leave reviews.
Go leave some reviews. Things. We see that you're listening.
And
we know where you live.
That's all I have for you.
We don't know where you live. Don't threaten people.
Please stop threatening our listeners.
We know where you live. I'm
just
saying.
That one guy in Ghana.
We just know where you live.
I know.
The satellites tell us.
He's lying. Please keep listening. Thank you for joining us again next new year. It's very exciting. Happy 2013.
Happy 2013.
I'm Anna Youngblood.
Maren Kozak.
And I ain't never put no ketchup on nobody's sandwich before. Good night, folks.
That being said.